Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 7.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Andrea.
Und ich bin Marc. Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, sehr gut heute. Danke. We're back with another episode of the Coffee Break German Travel Diaries. And of course, as you know, if you've been following this podcast, we are following the adventures of Karin and her family as they travel along the Deutsche Alpenstrasse. And we've got quite an exciting episode today, Andrea, don't we?
Yes, very exciting. We're going to go very high up.
In fact, probably as high as you can get in the whole of Germany, I think.
Genau.
So, as usual, we are going to begin by listening to the full text, and then afterwards we'll talk through what happens in this and look at some of the interesting language, and of course, I'll be doing some translating, and hopefully, Andrea, you'll be able to help me with these translations. Alles in Ordnung?
Absolut. Ja, alles super.
Los geht's.
Tag 7. Auf der Spitze der Zugspitze. Den heutigen Tag will ich am liebsten noch einmal erleben. Alles war perfekt, wirklich alles. Janina ist heute mal früh wach geworden und nutzte die Zeit, um frische Brötchen und Brezeln vom Bäcker zu holen. Nach unserem leckeren Frühstück haben wir uns auf den Weg gemacht. Heute würden wir den ganzen Tag nur wandern. Wir haben den ganzen Vormittag am Kreuzeck verbracht und sind an der Alpspitze entlang gewandert. Wir sind am späten Nachmittag an der Talstation der Seilbahn angekommen, die auf die Zugspitze fährt. Etwas nervös war ich schon, weil ich ein paar dunklere Wolken am Himmel gesehen habe. Janina hat auf dem Parkplatz nach ihrer Kamera gesucht und erst nach einer halben Ewigkeit sind wir in eine Gondel der Seilbahn eingestiegen. Ich war schon seit langem nicht mehr hier. Deshalb war ich von der fantastischen Aussicht so beeindruckt wie beim ersten Mal. Die unendliche Weite des Tals, die gewaltigen Berge rundherum, die Tiefe zwischen dem Boden der Gondel und dem Abgrund. Alles war schlichtweg atemberaubend. Was noch besser war, sogar die dunklen Wolken haben sich verzogen und so konnte man hunderte von Meilen weit sehen. Hoch oben angekommen, meinte Alex, dass er so etwas Schönes noch nie gesehen hat. Johannes wollte unbedingt im Panorama-Café auf der Spitze zu Abend essen und auch Janina und Alex waren begeistert von der Idee. Auch ich konnte dazu nicht Nein sagen. Schließlich sitzt man nicht jeden Abend bei so einem Ausblick zu Tisch. Müde und satt sind wir nach dem Essen mit der vorletzten Gondel wieder ins Tal gefahren und brauchten nur wenige Minuten bis zum Campingplatz. Obwohl ich die heutigen Erlebnisse immer noch nicht fassen kann, fallen mir langsam die Augen zu. Also berichte ich morgen weiter.
It sounds like they've had quite a special day on the Zugspitze.
Genau, das würde mir auch gefallen.
Mir auch.
Ja, super.
And I would say mir auch because it would be to me also, yeah?
Genau, ja, richtig.
Good. Okay, let's go back through our text now and we can talk about some of the vocabulary. What I'm noticing here is that we're seeing some of the words that we've already seen in previous episodes again, and that's a great way to consolidate what we've already learned.
Genau.
So some repeating vocabulary in this one, which is fantastic, but also some new things. So let's go through the text sentence by sentence.
Genau, also los geht's. Den heutigen Tag will ich am liebsten noch einmal erleben.
Right, so den heutigen Tag is really just a way of saying today, isn't it?
Ja, genau.
The today day or something like that. So den heutigen Tag will ich am liebsten noch einmal erleben. So am liebsten is when you, it would be your favorite thing or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so here we can, it's like I would love to.
Okay.
Ja, ich würde etwas am liebsten tun, means I would love to do this.
Okay, so I would love to relive today, live mm-hmm. it over again or something
ja,
like that.
Ja, genau.
Noch einmal erleben.
So erleben is to experience.
Experience, of course, yeah. So I would like to experience it all over again.
Mm-hmm. Genau, mm-hmm. super. Sehr gut. Alles war perfekt. Wirklich alles.
So everything was perfect, really everything.
Genau. Janina ist heute mal früh wach geworden und nutzte die Zeit, um frische Brötchen und Brezeln vom Bäcker zu holen.
Okay, so Janina ist heute mal früh wach geworden. Is that heute mal similar to diesmal? So it's like Janina is this time or today time woken up early?
No, the mal, it's almost a filler. Yeah,
okay.
It shows us that... this is something that is maybe unusual or we've been waiting for it and it stands for einmal. So in Swiss, I would say einmal,
okay.
which is einmal.
Right. And so how would you, can you give me another example of how you would use that?
Yes. So for example, if I tell my son to put his shoes on and maybe I'm slightly annoyed. Mm-hmm. So I say, zieh mal deine Schuhe an.
So the mal there is like you're waiting for it. You've been...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so
yes.
In this case then, Janina woke up early this morning kind of for once. Is it almost
yes.
that idea?
Right. Yes, for once. Yeah, that's good.
So früh mm-hmm. wach geworden. So can you just explain the grammar there? Because früh obviously is early and then wach geworden. What's going on there?
So das ist von werden. Mm-hmm. Ja, werden. To become. Mm-hmm. Ja. And wach werden is to become awake, so to wake up.
To wake up,
yeah?
Right, okay.
And then this is in the perfect tense, so it's wach, ist wach geworden.
Right, there's a change of state because you went from sleeping into being awake.
Genau, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So she woke up early for once and nutzte die Zeit, and she mm-hmm. used the time.
Yes.
Um frische Brötchen und Brezeln vom Bäcker zu holen. So we've got an zu in there. So in order to fetch fresh mm-hmm. bread and pretzels from the bakery.
Yes, exactly. Very good. I would like that.
Yeah, sounds very nice.
Mm-hmm. Nach unserem leckeren Frühstück haben wir uns auf den Weg gemacht.
Okay, so after our delicious breakfast... haben wir uns auf den Weg gemacht. So, auf den Weg machen would be to set
genau.
off on your route, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Ja, genau, richtig.
So, we set off.
Heute würden wir den ganzen Tag nur wandern.
Right, this würden is a little bit strange, but I think it means today, it's like we were going to be, or we were planning to hike the whole day long.
Yes, I think you have something similar in English when you speak in the past. So today we would only hike. Or
okay.
We would hike the whole day.
We would be hiking the whole day, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wir haben den ganzen Vormittag am Kreuzeck verbracht und sind an der Alpspitze entlang gewandert.
Right, so wir haben den ganzen Vormittag am Kreuzeck. So what is the Kreuzeck? Is that just a place?
Yes.
Okay, so we spent the whole morning on the Kreuzeck.
Mm-hmm.
Und sind an der Alpspitze entlang gewandert. And then we hiked along the Alpspitze?
Ja, genau.
Okay.
Wir sind am späten Nachmittag an der Talstation der Seilbahn angekommen, die auf die Zugspitze fährt.
Okay, wir sind am späten Nachmittag, so in the late afternoon.
Mhm.
Angekommen, so we arrived.
Ja.
At, well, it's the Seilbahn is the cable car.
Genau, ja.
And I'm assuming it's some kind of station of the cable car, but is Tal not a valley?
Ja, so the Talstation is the opposite of the Bergstation, and it means it's at the bottom of the mountain when you go up, and the Bergstation is the top of the mountain.
That makes sense. So we arrived in the late afternoon at I don't know what we would call it in English, but the bottom cable car station in order to go up to, well, there's an explanation actually of where it goes, die auf die Zugspitze fährt,
genau.
Which goes up to the Zugspitze.
Genau, so, and the die refers to the Seilbahn.
Right, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the Zugspitze is the highest mountain in Germany, as we've said.
Genau.
And I'm just checking, it's 2,962 meters above sea level at its highest peak. So there you go, little bit of information for you there about the Zugspitze. Okay, let's continue on.
Etwas nervös war ich aber schon, weil ich ein paar dunklere Wolken am Himmel gesehen habe.
Right, the word order is interesting here. Etwas nervös war ich schon. I was already a bit nervous.
Ja, genau. Also, the schon doesn't refer to a time,
okay.
But despite, it's more a despite here. So I was excited and I was looking forward to it, but I was also nervous.
Okay. And why was Carrie nervous? Weil ich ein paar dunklere Wolken am Himmel gesehen habe. Because I saw, now that's a few, because it's not a capital P, is that right?
Mm-hmm, genau.
A few darker clouds in the sky. But yeah, so because I saw a few darker clouds in the sky.
Genau, genau. Janina hat auf dem Parkplatz nach ihrer Kamera gesucht. Und erst nach einer halben Ewigkeit sind wir in eine Gondel der Seilbahn eingestiegen.
Okay, I think this sounds like a parent talking. Janina hat auf dem Parkplatz nach ihrer Kamera gesucht. So, she was looking for her camera in the parking lot. I guess they were waiting in the parking lot of the Talstation.
Yes, so that's normal. So you have a big parking lot normally in front of a Talstation. Yeah. And that is the time when you rummage through your rucksack to look for things.
Yeah, so she was looking for her camera. Und erst nach einer halben Ewigkeit. Is Ewigkeit not like an eternity?
Yes.
So is that like only after half an eternity?
Yes.
Did we finally get into the gondola of the cable car?
Genau, ja.
So sind wir in eine Gondola sein. Oh, I need to say this again. So Janina hat auf dem Parkplatz nach ihrer Kamera gesucht und erst nach einer halben Ewigkeit sind wir in eine Gondel der Seilbahn eingestiegen. So that's a separable verb, yeah?
Genau, ja, einsteigen.
Einsteigen. And it becomes eingestiegen in the perfect tense. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we will be back to find out what happens at the top of the Zugspitze in just a moment. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back. We are almost at the top of the Zugspitze with Karina and her family. So let's find out what happens. Andrea, carry on with the next line, please.
Ich war schon seit langem nicht mehr hier.
Right. I know what this means, but I'm curious about the grammar in here. Ich war schon seit langem nicht mehr hier. So I haven't been here in a long time.
Genau, ja. So, und Zeit ist eine schöne Präposition, die einen Dativ braucht. Also seitdem, seit langem.
So that is an adjective that's becoming something else there, is it?
Ja, genau. So it's like das lange, which stands in for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So the seit langem is for a long time. I've not been here for a long time.
Seit genau, langem. Ja. Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to add the word like time, Zeit in there, could we? Mm-hmm. Could you give us that friend that phrase with Zeit in there too?
Ja, so Zeit is feminine, so it would be seit langer Zeit.
Right, but the langer still has to be in a dative form.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Good, okay. So, ich war schon seit langem or ich war schon seit langer Zeit nicht mehr hier.
Genau.
Now, Andrea, can I just ask you one more thing about this sentence before we move on?
Natürlich.
I'm wondering about the word mehr and thinking in English, you know, I haven't been here in a long time. Could I just say, ich war schon seit langem nicht hier or do I need the mehr in there?
I would say you need the mehr because this shows that you've been here, but you haven't come back.
Ah, right. Okay. So, ich war schon seit langem nicht mehr hier. I haven't been back here in a long time.
Genau. Yeah.
Right. That makes sense. Okay. Thank you. Let's continue on then.
Deshalb war ich von der fantastischen Aussicht so beeindruckt wie beim ersten Mal.
Okay. Deshalb, is that like, that's why?
Genau, ja.
So that's why I was so beeindruckt, impressed by the fantastic view.
Genau.
Just like the first time.
Ja, genau, super.
The wie beim ersten Mal, is it as I was the first time, is as impressed as I was, or is it just that's why I was so impressed the same way I was the first time?
Well, it's as I was at the first time.
Could you give us another example of, this exam is as difficult as the one we did yesterday?
Ja, diese Prüfung ist so schwierig wie die gestern.
So this so wie.
Mm-hmm, as much as.
Right, so deshalb war ich von der fantastischen Aussicht so beeindruckt wie beim ersten Mal. Right, I get that now. That's why I was impressed. As impressed by the fantastic view as I was the first time.
Genau, super. Die unendliche Weite des Tals, die gewaltigen Berge rundherum, die Tiefe zwischen dem Boden der Gondel und dem Abgrund. Alles war schlichtweg atemberaubend.
Okay, there's lots of description in here. Karin likes her long descriptions with all these adjectives. So let's look at this. Die unendliche Weite des Tals. Right, that's a genitive, des Tals, I think.
Ja, genau, ja.
So the unending, is it like the width of the valley?
It's more the distance. It's not just the width. It's how much you can see, the distance, that there is so much you can see.
Could we see the expanse?
Yes, yes.
The unending expanse or the endless expanse of the valley.
Genau.
Die gewaltigen Berge rundherum. So gewaltigen, I think we've seen this before. Is it something to do with the size?
It has something to do with the size, but not only. It means that it is just so breathtaking, overwhelming, and then it's gewaltig.
Right, so they're enormous, they're awesomely enormous or something like that.
Genau, something like this, yes.
Okay, so the huge mountains all around, and then die Tiefe zwischen dem Boden der Gondel und dem Abgrund. Right, the Tiefe, is that like the depth?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the depth between the Boden der Gondel, is that like the bottom of the gondola?
Genau,
the floor,
yeah.
The floor of the gondola. Und dem Abgrund, that's a new word for me.
Der Abgrund is the abyss.
Oh, right, okay. It's very descriptive. So the depth between the bottom of the gondola and the abyss below.
Yeah, genau.
Alles war schlichtweg atemberaubend. So it was, everything was breathtaking. Schlichtweg, we've seen it before, but I can't remember it.
Simply.
Ah, everything was simply breathtaking. Okay.
Genau,
can you just see that whole part again and we'll just go through each part?
Genau. Also, die unendliche Weite des Tals, die gewaltigen Berge rundherum, die Tiefe zwischen dem Boden der Gondel und dem Abgrund, alles war schlichtweg atemberaubend.
Right, so that is the endless expanse of the valley, the enormous, huge mountains all around, the depth between the bottom of the gondola and the abyss below, and everything was quite simply breathtaking.
Genau, super.
Okay.
Was noch besser war, sogar die dunklen Wolken haben sich verzogen und so konnte man hunderte von Meilen weit sehen.
Okay, so this is another example of one of these sentences. I know what it means, but there are words in there that I'm unfamiliar with. So, was noch besser war, what was even better, sogar die dunklen Wolken haben sich verzogen. Even the dark clouds had somethinged, verzogen?
Yeah, have disappeared. So, sich verziehen.
Verziehen,
sich verziehen,
right.
Is to go away, to disappear. And we could even use this if we wanted to be very rude and tell someone to go away. Mm-hmm. We would say, verzieh dich.
Verzieh dich, okay. Hopefully we don't need to.
It's not nice, okay?
Okay, useful, I guess, to understand if someone is telling you to do that.
Genau.
Okay, but we've got an irregular past participle there, verzogen, from verziehen, yeah?
Genau, yeah.
So am I right in thinking that the past participle of ziehen is something similar?
Yeah, it's gezogen.
Right, I recognize the zogen bit, but I just wasn't quite sure whether it had a ge before it or what, or whatever. So even the dark clouds had disappeared. Oh, I've got an interesting question here. Und so konnte man hunderte von Meilen weit sehen. And you could see hundreds of miles, or you could see for hundreds of miles.
Yes. And I know your question. I've just worked it out myself.
Is it to do with the haben? Well, I'm just wondering, why isn't it sogar die dunklen Wolken hatten sich verzogen?
Ach so, that was not my question. I had
a different question.
So. It could be, yes. It's just that we are not so precise about the tenses. I think I've said this before. The tenses are not so important for German speakers. We say when something is happening with context and very often with adverbs. And
right.
I know in English tenses are very important, but in German they aren't.
Okay, so what question did you think I was going to ask?
I thought you were going to ask why the auxiliary verb is haben, although there is obviously a difference in location of the clouds.
Well, that was another thing I was thinking about.
Of course. The reason is because
it hasn't been said to us they're moving from A to B. It's just that they moved around, but we haven't got a change in location that was pointed out to us.
Okay, that's fine. Let's move on.
Hoch oben angekommen, meinte Alex, dass so etwas Schönes noch nie gesehen hat.
Okay, I'm interested in this meinte. Hoch oben angekommen, so by the time we reach the top or something like that?
Genau, ja.
Meinte Alex, I thought meinen was like to mean.
It can be to think. So eine Meinung is an opinion. And etwas right. meinen is to express your opinion.
Right. So Alex expressed his opinion. He said, he indicated that so etwas Schönes noch nie gesehen hat, that he had never seen something so beautiful.
Genau, super, ja. And what is nice again, we have etwas Schönes. We've seen this this structure before. And then Schönes is a noun, so it's also written with a capital S.
So when you use etwas, you use the neuter version of the adjective, but you capitalize it to make it into a noun.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
And I'm just noticing there that we've got another example of, we've translated it as a pluperfect in English. He had never seen anything so beautiful, but we're just using a perfect in German. Dass so etwas Schönes noch nie gesehen hat.
Yes, so we could use hatte, dass so etwas Schönes noch nie gesehen hatte. But as I said, we don't pay so much attention to these tenses. And so in this case, we just use hat, a perfect.
Okay, and it makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Let's continue.
Johannes wollte unbedingt im Panorama-Café auf der Spitze zu Abend essen. Und auch Janina und Alex waren begeistert von der Idee.
Right, so Johannes wollte unbedingt, that's Johannes really or absolutely wanted to have dinner in the Panorama Café on the peak, at the top, yeah?
Yeah.
And let me see, auch Janina und Alex waren begeistert. So they were, what's the word, spirited? They were
enthusiastic.
Yes, they were enthusiastic about the idea.
Genau. Auch ich konnte dazu nicht Nein sagen. Schließlich sitzt man nicht jeden Abend bei so einem Ausblick zu Tisch.
Right. Auch ich konnte. I couldn't say no to that either. It's not every evening that you sit at a table with such a beautiful view.
Genau, ja. Also das schließlich means, just as you said, it's not every evening or after all, it's not every evening that you have this view when you sit down.
Excellent.
Müde und satt sind wir nach dem Essen mit der vorletzten Gondel wieder ins Tal gefahren und brauchten nur wenige Minuten bis zum Campingplatz.
Okay, right. So here we've got müde und satt, so tired, and that's full, isn't it? You're satt after you've eaten lots.
Ja, ja, genau. There is this story about a goat that is taken out by the young helper or assistant, and she always said, so the helper said, "Do you want to eat?" And she said, "Ich bin satt, ich mag kein Blatt."
Okay, so I'm full, I don't like any, or I don't
want any. Another leaf.
Another leaf, okay, right. I know the word blatt. A musical word from album, letter, and so on. but yeah, okay, good. Right, so müde und satt, so tired and full, sind wir nach dem Essen mit der vorletzten gone. Oh, I know what's going on here. So after dinner, or after the meal, we took the last but one gondola, so the penultimate gondola.
Genau, ja.
Wieder ins Tal gefahren, so we took it back down into the valley und brauchten nur wenige Minuten bis zum Campingplatz. And we only needed a few minutes to get to the campsite.
Genau, ja, super. Obwohl ich die heutigen Erlebnisse immer noch nicht fassen kann, fallen mir langsam die Augen zu. Also berichte ich morgen weiter.
Right, okay. Obwohl ich die heutigen Erlebnisse immer noch nicht fassen kann. I'm not sure about the verb fassen, but here I think it's although I still can't believe today's experiences.
Mm-hmm. Genau, so fassen is to grasp. Yeah. And right. We say, ich kann es nicht fassen. That means, I can't believe it. I can't grasp it with my mind. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I still can't grasp today's experiences. Fallen mir langsam die Augen zu. So my eyes are closing slowly, yeah?
Well, again, we've seen langsam before, and it is more like finally, my eyes are shutting.
Right, so finally my eyes are shutting. Also berichte ich morgen weiter. Now, berichten, we have covered, I remember in an episode of Coffee Break German Season 2, and I'm trying to remember what it means. Is it reporting?
Ja, genau, ja.
Right, so I will report further tomorrow.
Genau.
Okay, it's time to listen through to the whole text once more, and this time hopefully we'll all understand it much better.
Tag 7. Auf der Spitze der Zugspitze. Den heutigen Tag will ich am liebsten noch einmal erleben. Alles war perfekt, wirklich alles. Janina ist heute mal früh wach geworden und nutzte die Zeit, um frische Brötchen und Brezeln vom Bäcker zu holen. Nach unserem leckeren Frühstück haben wir uns auf den Weg gemacht. Heute würden wir den ganzen Tag nur wandern. Wir haben den ganzen Vormittag am Kreuzeck verbracht und sind an der Alpspitze entlang gewandert. Wir sind am späten Nachmittag an der Talstation der Seilbahn angekommen, die auf die Zugspitze fährt. Etwas nervös war ich schon, weil ich ein paar dunklere Wolken am Himmel gesehen habe. Janina hat auf dem Parkplatz nach ihrer Kamera gesucht und erst nach einer halben Ewigkeit sind wir in eine Gondel der Seilbahn eingestiegen. Ich war schon seit langem nicht mehr hier. Deshalb war ich von der fantastischen Aussicht so beeindruckt wie beim ersten Mal. Die unendliche Weite des Tals, die gewaltigen Berge rundherum, die Tiefe zwischen dem Boden der Gondel und dem Abgrund. Alles war schlichtweg atemberaubend. Was noch besser war, sogar die dunklen Wolken haben sich verzogen und so konnte man hunderte von Meilen weit sehen. Hoch oben angekommen, meinte Alex, dass er so etwas Schönes noch nie gesehen hat. Johannes wollte unbedingt im Panorama-Café auf der Spitze zu Abend essen und auch Janina und Alex waren begeistert von der Idee. Auch ich konnte dazu nicht Nein sagen. Schließlich sitzt man nicht jeden Abend bei so einem Ausblick zu Tisch. Müde und satt sind wir nach dem Essen mit der vorletzten Gondel wieder ins Tal gefahren und brauchten nur wenige Minuten bis zum Campingplatz. Obwohl ich die heutigen Erlebnisse immer noch nicht fassen kann, fallen mir langsam die Augen zu. Also berichte ich morgen weiter.
I have to say that when I listen to these again after going through them, I can't believe the difference in how much I understand from the first time when you're trying to follow it all and you're trying to kind of keep up with the language, because obviously it's quite fast when you're hearing it for the first time. But then the second time you're recognizing these words again, and I think it's really helpful to do that again. I hope our listeners agree.
Ja, genau. Man versteht einfach viel mehr beim zweiten Mal hören oder beim dritten, vierten oder fünften Mal hören.
Absolutely. So you can listen 3, 4, 5, 6 times, however many times it takes to help you understand everything. And if you'd like to take that a stage further, you can also listen through to the text using our video version, which allows you to listen to each part of the sentence and then repeat the sentence afterwards, practicing your pronunciation. And of course, there's also the lesson notes, the set of lesson notes, which will help you get more out of each of the texts, providing further examples and more explanations about the vocabulary. You can find out about all of that at the Coffee Break Academy. That's coffeebreakacademy.com.
And don't forget, you can join us on social media. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram and for Coffee Break German on Facebook.
We post regular challenges to help you practice what you're learning with Coffee Break German on our Facebook page. And what we're doing at the moment with Instagram is posting images of the beautiful parts of the world being visited by Karin and her family, and also in our Coffee Break Spanish travel diaries too. So if you fancy discovering a little bit about the north of Spain, then you can do so over at our Instagram, which is Coffee Break Languages. That's it for this episode. We'll leave it there, and we'll be back very soon with the next installment of the Coffee Break German Travel Diaries. So until then, bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.